Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Growing up near the ocean, I became familiar with signs that read, "Caution, dangerous undercurrent." Those warnings taught me at an early age that despite a calm and peaceful appearance, there could be things going on below the surface. The same holds true for legislatures as it does for oceans. In this lull between the November 3rd elections and the start of the legislative session on January 4th, we get a smattering of articles in the newspaper that might lead the casual observer to conclude that not much is going on at the Capitol. In reality, it's a beehive of activity. Staff is being hired and trained, the facility itself is being brought out of mothballs, and committees are beginning to meet to lay the groundwork for the upcoming session. Two of the most important committees are scheduled to meet next Monday and Tuesday. They would be the House and Senate Rules Committees, and then the two meeting together as a joint committee to establish the rules that will dictate the interplay between the two bodies. In short, it's a big deal. And the Rules Committee meetings can be filled with fireworks because it's all about control and power. The first level of control is based on legislative majorities. Republicans hold big majorities in both houses, and the committees reflect that. The House Rules Committee has 12 Republicans and 7 Democrats, and the Senate has 9 Republicans and 7 Democrats. The second tier of control could be factions within the parties themselves. A good example from recent years would be the moderate versus conservative Republicans. The conservatives wanted to lock the system down and exert total control, while the moderates wanted looser rules that would allow them to join with the Democrats on certain bills against the wishes of the conservative majority. Most of this has to do with the percentage of votes required to move a piece of legislation forward. A good example would be a bill in the last session to permanently expand Medicaid. Changes in the rules made it harder for conservatives to kill the bill, and in the end, moderate Republicans joined with the Democrats and Governor Bullock to pass the bill, proving once again that the rules passed before the start of the session can have a very big impact on the end of the session 5 months later. Another example of an undercurrent would be the number of bill drafts being submitted. As of today, December 4th, there are nearly 2,000 bill drafts requested. Roughly half of those will never actually be drafted, but that number could easily climb to 2,500 by the start of the session. At the Montana Family Foundation, we've been tracking the bill draft requests, zeroing in on those that affect life, marriage and family, religious liberty, and school choice, and then separating those into good bills and bad bills. As we move forward in the session, we'll do everything in our power to pass the good bills and kill the bad ones, and we've been doing that for nearly 20 years. If you would like to help fund these broadcasts or our presence at the Capitol, please go online and make your end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation at montanafamily.org. That's montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.